Penguin Random House Audio presents Insatiable Appetites by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Election Night, Late. Stone Barrington sat on a sofa in the family quarters of the White House, watching the presidential race unfold on television. Things were not going as he had hoped. The race between Catherine Lee, First Lady of the United States, and Senator Henry Carson of Virginia seemed to be a dead heat. Kate Lee and her husband, President Will Lee, were Stone's friends, and he had looked forward to their invitation to spend election night in the family quarters with a couple of dozen good friends. He had not looked forward to seeing her lose the race to a cardboard cutout of a Republican senator, which was how he saw Henry Carson, known in the Lee campaign as Hunk, due to a failed attempt to get the nation to think of him as a Hank instead of a Henry. A mispronunciation by a French official had rechristened him. Ann Keaton, the Lee deputy campaign manager, to whom Stone was very, very close, came and sat beside him.
"How do you feel about all this?" he asked Ann.
"Nauseous," she replied.
"What's going wrong?"
"We're not getting the turnout our pollsters told us to expect," she said. "Young people and independents are not voting in the numbers we had hoped. At least that's what our exit polling is telling us. Also, Florida is taking a hell of a long time to count. They've got a Republican governor, and we're worried about hanky-panky. It could be Bush-Gore all over again. On top of that, Ohio is neck and neck."